I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. The June Heat Wave. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We set a record yesterday, 107 degrees in Salt Lake City. If you missed the 9 o'clock hour right out of the gates, we launched into my hotter than Hades temperature check. Was brought to you by a little girl I met 6 years ago. Her name was Presley. She was three at the time, and she went to a Utah park to play, Dave, and ended up in the hospital after trying to use a very hot slide. Her mama didn't know was as hot as it was.
Yeah, because we're not even talking about the metal slide that is in my backyard, right? You know that thing is liquid lava hot. I mean, that's incredible. But you're talking about the plastic slides.
I am talking about the plastic slides. And we didn't get a chance to finish our conversation about how hot those slides get and what happened to Presley. We're going to launch into that right now. But just to take you back a couple of hours, I went outside yesterday in the heat of the day. The cement pathway in my backyard reached 151 degrees. I use a temperature gun I've had around for a few years since I measured those temperatures of the slides at the park where Presley got burned. That same temperature gun measured 167 degrees on my back deck, which is that composite stuff. And you said you burned your feet yesterday on the back deck.
Yeah, I like to, after the show's done, I like to go into my deck in the backyard, get a little fresh air, stretch my legs. Mm-hmm. And I did. I went out there barefoot right on the deck, and I start doing this little, you know, cat on a hot tin roof little dance. It was like I was...
Ouch.
But Gregory Hines doing the tap dance.
But imagine a little baby's feet. Ouch. I mean, that could cause some serious injuries. And that's why we're talking about this right now. It's things we don't think about around our own homes and at the park that could create some serious problems for kids. And then there was that dark blue outdoor chair cushion that I lean back on every day after the show like you do. I mean, I go home. You're at home still because we're still in a pandemic. And I leaned back on this chair cushion, and it was 202 degrees yesterday. That's what the temperature gun measured it at. 202 degrees. So let's talk about these burn dangers at the park for kids. Take your kids to the park still, Dave, or is that a thing of the past because they're a little older?
I think by the park, if you mean the ball field,
yes.
Which is kind of the park, yeah.
Yeah. So you see kids playing on the park, at, you know, the slides.
Oh, yeah.
On the swing sets, the artificial turf, when I measured it a few years ago, when I was working on this story for KSL TV about dangers at the park when it comes to potential burn for kids, you know, something they can touch and burn their skin on, the artificial turf temps, which a lot of parks have now, it's not just the football fields at high schools. It was a 98 degrees day back in 2017. I went to the park over here at Liberty Park. I got all the kids around me. You'll put your shoes on because the temperature reading at on the artificial turf came back as high as 186 degrees.
Wow. I had no idea it was that hot. Do you, I looked this up, or I maybe knew it in the back of my mind. Do you know the boiling point of water?
155 degrees.
212 degrees.
Oh, I was wrong.
You're close. But 212 degrees, and you found that the back of your seat cushion was 202 degrees.
Yes. I think 155 is the potential burn temperature for some skin when you're boiling water. That's what that number came. But you're right, 212 degrees. You're right, 202 degrees was that chair cushion.
Yeah, you're almost boiling water hot, and you're just leaning back on it.
How about those slides? You said you have a metal slide in your backyard.
Yeah, like from the 1980s.
50s, okay. 1980s. Is it your slide growing up as a kid? And you're like, Mom, don't throw that one away. That's coming over to my house.
It's still good.
The burn dangers for kids on slides are real. And we know this because 6 years ago, I met this sweet little girl. She was 3 years old at the time. She's almost 10 now. She got second-degree burns on her backside, Dave.
Ooh.
Going down a plastic slide at a park in Cottonwood Heights. So KSL-TV sent me to that park and to other parks to measure that dark blue slide that burned little Presley. So listen to what I found, and we're going to go through the different temperatures of slide colors, okay? Trust me, not all slides are created equal when it comes to the color of it and the hot temperature. So listen to part of this story that aired back in 2015 when I met little Presley.
It was a hot June day.
And she was just screaming.
Screaming.
So Mom right there.
It was horrible.
Could barely touch the hot slide as she ran up it. 3-year-old Presley got a second degree burn.
97 degrees today.
Yeah, it was, I think,
it was warm.
Okay.
I retested that slide that burned her.
That's 200.
It's 199.5.
That's ludicrous.
Oh, I had no idea they got that hot.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't. And you said that the colors make a big difference.
Yeah. And imagine a 3-year-old climbing up there.
Oh.
Mom's at the bottom of the slide waiting to catch her. And she sits down on this and it just singes her backside. And she's 3. She doesn't quite know what.
Right. What's going on?
Or what to do,
what's
how
wrong
to react.
Yeah. Yep.
So Mom has to try to grab the slide and run up it. And it just creates all kinds of chaos.
Oh, brutal.
So we took that same temperature gun and we measured a lot of different slides. And look, I caught a lot of heat for this from our viewers at the time. They just didn't, they weren't impressed with this story. But I thought it was very important after seeing that Presley had been so hurt by this. And she ended up going to the hospital. And you see her little backside there, and it's just so tender. You know, it's just right on the back of her leg there. And you can't help but think, this is preventable. So the blue slides tested between 155 degrees and 200 degrees. Then I tested those dark green plastic slides. Those came in at about 180 to 186 degrees. The beige slides, you see, 162 degrees. Then we got the red slide that tested at 153 degrees. So you see a pattern here. We're going down in degrees. And all of these were not shaded. Okay, they're in the direct sun. So if your kids are going on slides that are in the direct sun, you need to be aware of this. This is the slide I want you to buy, Dave, if you ever replace that rattly old metal thing you have in your backyard. You got to go with yellow. Consistently tested at much cooler temperatures, between 136, still hot, and 145 degrees. That yellow slide, had Presley gone on that colored slide instead of the blue one, I think that she probably wouldn't have gotten those second degree burns that she got on the blue, dark blue slide.
Yeah, it would have been hot, but it wouldn't have been burning hot. Were these enclosed? Were these like the tube slides, or was this like sun directly on the slide
the
itself?
The sun was on the slide itself. And there are the tube slides, which you need to be aware of, is you've got a little kid going down the tube slide and they get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
It's still very, very hot. I tested one of those. I can't remember exactly what that temperature came out. It was a gray one, but it was still extremely hot. So if your kid is little and they can't quite hop off the slide by themselves, they're going to get stuck at the bottom of that tube slide and they could potentially singe their backside. Did that help? I hope this information helped.
Yeah, it does surprise me, though. I wouldn't have thought red was a good color. I would have thought that was a hot color, but it seems like it's the coolest color other than yellow.
So yellow is the slide color of choice at the Noriega home. Straight ahead, I was absolutely stunned. I was saddened. I actually started to weep when I was reading this mom's Facebook post that went viral. It was about her daughter. She goes to school at a junior high in Davis County, Dave, and she was left out of a cheerleading photo in the school yearbook. Now, the district has apologized. Dave, we're going to get your take on what you think may have happened in this case. We also not only have a live report on what the district has done or is doing, but also from Morgan is her name, Morgan's sister. Morgan's sister is going to call the show live in about 20 minutes and tell us how Morgan's doing after she discovered that she was left out of the cheerleading photo in the junior high yearbook.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.